Well, here's a statistic that might surprise you. 7 out of 10 firefighters in this country are volunteers, and their ranks are thinning. Take a look at Pennsylvania, where according to a new report from the state, the number of volunteers is just 1/10 of what it was in the 70s. It's causing a crisis in some small communities. Sarah Kovash from member station WESA in Pittsburgh reports.
At a recent meeting of the Jefferson Hills Borough Council, one agenda item dominated the discussion.
I've completed numerous studies regarding fire service delivery, and I can tell you that almost they always end up being very emotional, and I do not envy council in the difficult decisions you have to make.
That's Nick Sahida. He's the fire chief in nearby Mount Lebanon, and he's at the council meeting to answer questions about an audit he finished for Jefferson Hills. The borough, about 10 miles south of Pittsburgh, is home to 11,000 people and has 3 independent fire departments. Each one has its own volunteer firefighters, chief, and protocol. But the borough has spent the last 3 years mulling consolidation of the firehouses. One department in particular has had trouble attracting new, younger firefighters and keeping them, Sahida says.
At a fire, you need people generally between the ages of 20 and 55 that go to training, that are physically capable, that respond fairly often, that are going to crawl down a hallway with a hose line, put out of your fire.
Over the years, volunteer fire departments like the one in Jefferson Hills have served as social clubs for the members who dedicate their time, as well as spots for community events like bingo, spaghetti dinners, and even weddings. But Sahida says a community firehouse does not make a fire department.
In most communities, we're not recruiting a lot of young people. And so what you get is 3 65-year-old men showing up on a fire truck, and you think you have a fire department.
At a recent party for Harmony, Pennsylvania volunteer firefighters, their kids and spouses are grabbing sodas from the ice chest and passing around plates of ham and fried chicken. Harmony, about 30 miles north of Pittsburgh, is an exception when it comes to recruiting young firefighters. The department has about 60 active members. That's partly due to a firehouse culture that's flexible, open to change, and caters to young members and families, says firefighter Matt Springer.
When younger members do come in, we look after them. We're making sure they're learning stuff. They're checking out the trucks, you know, just to keep their interest high so they keep coming back.
There are a lot of perks to being a firefighter in Harmony. Volunteers get a break on local taxes. They can earn points for each call they respond to and use them toward things like gift cards or firehouse swag. In Mount Lebanon, Sahida says he bought flat-screen TVs and PlayStations to make the firehouse a more fun place for volunteers to hang out. The more bodies you have in the firehouse, he says, the more people you can rely on for calls. Back in Jefferson Hills, the council vice president says the borough can't delay offering perks to young firefighters in order to have a functional fire service. Firefighter Nick Sahida reminds councilors that it's their responsibility.
You know, this, at the end of the day, this is about delivering fire protection to the resident of Jefferson Hills. Make no other mistake about it.
Behind me over there, there's a picture of a couple of boys on the wall.
This is Scott Gehring, the chief of Harmony Fire District. He gestures towards photos of 3 boys who are all in the process of becoming volunteer firefighters.
They overturned their vehicle into an icy pond and drowned and froze to death. And I was very close friends with all of them. We were caught with our pants down. If we were called, we couldn't have saved their lives.
Gehring says firefighters didn't make it to the scene of the wreck since they were already responding to a fire at the time. But he says it wouldn't have mattered since they didn't have the training needed to save the boys. It took that tragedy for Gehring's firehouse to start considering change. Sahida says other volunteer fire departments should follow suit. He says many towns are waiting on the state or county to come in and fix their problems, but that's not going to happen because providing fire services is the responsibility of each municipality. For Here and Now, I'm Sarah Kovash in Pittsburgh.